broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk 810. We're late again. I don't get it. I just don't understand it.
I know what happened. Somebody sitting over in the corner asked Steve Stone a question.
Yeah. Ooh. We got like 700 people listening.
It's big.
They're all waiting. Nobody listens to Stoney and Jack.
Yeah. They did for 10 minutes.
Huh?
10 minutes they did. Stoney's wife not listening to me.
Stoney's wife is zero chance.
She loves Bob and Fee.
We are joined by my co-host and good buddy, Mr. Harold Feely. Fee, how you doing?
Good, Bobby. How you doing, man?
Good, good. Hey, baseball started up.
Yep.
And also softball started up.
Yep.
And sitting in tonight, we're going to talk Fort Recovery Indians softball is a coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians.
Our new head coach.
Introduce yourself.
EJ Steven. I'm the new Fort Recovery softball coach.
Is it Steven or Stevens?
Just Steven.
Steven.
I like Stevens better.
Stevens? Well, that means there's two of them.
Yeah.
EJ, just welcome. One.
Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, we hear a lot of great things about you. I think the girls have basically fallen in love with you.
Yep.
I think they've liked to be pushed, and I think that you've, from what I understand, it's a...
Oh, she's
Harold says they're outside more than the boys are.
Our boys are babies. We're inside, staying warm, and here comes the girls, all red-faced, frozen.
Shorts on.
That's what they say. They say, oh, yeah, we went to class, and the boys are like, oh, I think we have to go outside. And they're like, oh, it was snowing, and we were outside. So.
Well, that's great, and welcome to Fort Recovery. We're going to give it with EJ here in a little bit, but Fee, we're going to touch base a little bit on the baseball program, and that got underway Saturday. We made a trip to Columbus, kind of what we expected. I mean, I thought maybe the Kilbourne game, we didn't play very good defense, but for the first out, I was happy.
Yeah, I thought for the first time, playing two Division I schools and coming away with one win, Reese was really good. He pitched really well that first game and set the tone for us, and we hit the ball a little bit, scattered a few runs here and there, and came away with the first win, and Kilbourne's a good, I think that's a good team.
Man, I
got a bunch of good-looking athletes that look like big, good baseball players. And
yeah, I agree, and they really was fired up for that game, I think.
Yeah. And their head coach is Dustin Woods, and he's helped with us, quite a bit. He's a great guy, and his new place now, and he's the head coach there, and I think he was really excited, too, to have us, I didn't know if he knew we'd make that trip down or not, but it was perfect starter for us.
And Coach, we'll talk a little bit about getting outside early, because we played on Saturday, and I think Calpe said that we only had two outside practices.
Yeah, we haven't been out at all.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about the girls' program and how that's developed, and when you took over, and I think this summer you did some stuff, or this winter you guys was lifting stuff, is that correct?
We started 1st of September doing some fours outdoors, just four girls at a time running in the field and working some just to see what they could do, and then about probably the end of October-ish, we started doing conditioning stuff inside, and then went up until about Thanksgiving, and then stopped until the new year and started again.
Let's talk a little bit about EJ Stevens and how you became the head coach at Fort Recovery. Your past, I think you graduated from Jay County, is that correct?
Yeah, I graduated from Jay County in 2009, went to college at Ball State, and then went to college at Indiana Wesleyan. And then came back, and I was coaching over at Jay County, a coach, assistant coach for varsity, and then I was JV coach, and then came over here, thought it was a good opportunity, and hopefully we can just run with it.
There you go. How about, what's, who's on your staff? Who do you have?
Ryan Tin is assistant coach over there.
Okay. So. And you, as far as there's no JV team?
No.
Okay. What's your numbers?
We have 12 girls.
12 girls. What did we have last year? About the same?
About the same, I think. I'm pretty sure.
You, when you come into this program, and we've struggled at softball, there's no doubt about it, so you take a program over that's rebuilding. So did the girls buy in? How's it been?
I think they did at the beginning. I think they were kind of like, maybe this is just another coach. She might just leave. But shortly after, you can tell they really want to work. They want to push. Pushing is good at this point. They're pretty young. We only have 2 seniors and 2 juniors. So the sophomores are really, they're really driven and they want to be better. And the juniors and seniors are the same way. Even though they're about to leave, they still want to make this program something good.
That's a big, I mean, it, you got a big undertaking there. You got a big job there. But, you know, we did it about, well, that's probably been 7 years ago with the baseball. Same situation. We had actually 11 kids in our whole program when we started the baseball deal, you know, and it does, it just takes a while, you know, but I think you're doing a great job because the girls really, really started. I mean, they trust you. They like you. You know, that's, I think that's the biggest stepstone, you know, to get up there and have them girls believe in you, you know, and say, you know, I know what I'm doing. You know, you gotta believe in me, and you come right out of the gate, and your first game, you win.
Yeah, so that was
how
pretty
awesome
exciting.
Is that?
That was exciting for everybody. Olivia came out and pitched great. Couldn't really ask for a better game from her. At one point, we thought maybe we'd have to switch, and as soon as I mentioned it, she just got the fire back and started throwing them again.
Yeah.
She had 10 strikeouts in that game, and the defense only had one error the whole game, too, so they stood their ground and did what they had to do and came up to bat and had 9 hits on 9 runs. So.
Awesome. That's tremendous.
Well, that's great. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. We're going to introduce... you're going to introduce your team to us and talk about each one of them a little bit. And we'll talk about game one for the girls softball. We'll be right back. Bubba and Fee, Sports Talk.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Electric power, we take it for granted until it's gone. With a Generac Full House Generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now, Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
It's Lent and it's time for fish, and Brick Street Tavern has several great seafood choices. We have 2 great Friday night supper specials. There's our all-you-can-eat breaded pollock for only $6.95 and a grilled salmon dinner for only $9.95, and both come with our large salad bar and choice of potato. And we have 2 Friday lunch specials, a 2-piece breaded pollock dinner with fries and slaw for only $5.25, and our endless soup and salad bar for only $5.95. So for a change of pace and a great meal where you don't have to stand in line to eat, stop in to Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery every Friday during Lent for one of our great specials.
The Friends of St. Joe Church invite the community to join us for a hunter's gathering on Sunday, April 8th at 1 p.m. at Sandorell Hall next to St. Joe Parish. Drinks and snacks will be available. Tip boards and other games will be available for chances to win a variety of guns and other prizes. And the gathering will be highlighted by an 11-gun gun raffle. Stop out for an enjoyable day of sharing stories, playing cards, good food and drinks, and a chance to win some great prizes at 1 o'clock on April 8th, 2018 at Sandorell Hall in St. Joe.
Hi, this is Dan Redmond from VCTS Racing. I wanted to invite you to join Corey Hensley and myself on Mondays starting March the 12th at 7 p.m. for the Vores Racing Report. We will talk NASCAR racing as well as racing at the surrounding local tracks as well as VCTS Racing. So tune in Mondays starting March 12th and go racing with us. Go to FortRecoveryRadio.com or download the free TuneIn app and search Fort Recovery Radio. Don't forget, it's the Vores Racing Report every Monday night at 7 p.m. on Fort Recovery Radio, starting Monday, March the 12th.
Hey, we're back here Wednesday night. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. We've got our head girls softball coach, EJ Steven.
What's EJ stand for?
Esther Jane.
Esther Jane?
Yep.
Oh, that's grandma's name.
It was my grandma's name. Well, yep. Esther was, and then Jane was my great aunt's name.
Yeah, I like it.
Good deal.
Yeah, I do too. I like that too. Well, let's. Pete talked about your opener, and let's talk a little bit about that game. And we played Anzonia, correct?
Yes.
And so, how nervous was you?
Not really. It wasn't going into it as the first time ever going to coach a game, so right. It wasn't that nerve-wracking. I was just hoping the girls came out and played the way I knew they could play, and they did. So
that's awesome.
Who's your pitcher?
Olivia Holman.
Now, what grade's Liv in?
She's a sophomore.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
She throws strikes?
Yeah, she's very consistent working the plate. She's not the fastest pitcher you'll see, but she's very, very consistent and will hit her spots.
Which is huge, probably, for a girls' softball.
Very good. Yeah.
So you're coming into a girls' softball. You're coming to Jay County. Jay County's always had a good girls' softball program. I mean, I think that the Red Key's got a loaded little. I mean, they're always real good at Red Key, and the girls' softball program at Jay County is pretty good. You come over here and you're in a league that is dominated by the Parkway Panthers and good teams.
Yeah.
And you got to get how many pitchers? You know, you got the Holman. Who else do you have? You have just one, or
you got the Holman, and then Hannah Kanapke can throw if she has to.
And Hannah's a great athlete.
She is, and then. Allie Vaughn was just working tonight on seeing what she could do pitching.
Don't let her dad teach her anything.
She said she used to do it when she was younger. But
Jeff Vaughn, horrible athlete. Think he's listening?
Maybe. That's not even true.
Huh, Jeff Vaughn?
That's not true.
Oh, he's terrible.
He might be now, but he wasn't when he was in high school.
He was actually a pretty good shooter.
Yes, he was.
He was a pretty good shooter.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
All right. Sorry, Vaughn, if you're listening. I got Macy Day. First of all, Macy Day, if you're around, come up here. I got money for you for your fireman tickets.
Ooh, oh, I got to get mine, dude.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yep. So if you're listening, and Macy Day says, this is so much fun. And then Macy Day also said that this is our fifth coach in 5 years.
I think so, yeah.
Hard to have a good program.
That's tough.
Yeah.
So
pretty tough.
Yeah, so let's you know, hope everything gets turned around here and hearing great things. How about your outfield? Who do you got in the outfield?
Macy Day started at center field for us, and then Taylor Tin starts at left field, and Taylor Greasy starts at right field.
Taylor Greasy, her dad will, Tony gets into it, so that's great. And then your infielders, PJ?
Rachel Tin plays third base. Hannah Kanapke is our shortstop. Bailey Tebby is our second baseman, and Lydia Winnings, our first baseman, and Brenna Holman is our catcher, and then Olivia Holman's on the mound.
So you're young.
Yeah. Very young.
Absolutely. You look at the schedule and we play again Saturday. Is that right? Doubleheader?
Yes.
Who we got Saturday?
We play Fairlawn.
Good? Yeah, Fairlawn Jets.
The Jets.
That's Hobbs' team. Where we got them at?
We're going there.
Going down there?
Road trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. What time's bus leave?
I think about 9 o'clock.
What's the weather sound like for Saturday? Nothing.
50?
I looked at it.
And?
I think it's supposed to rain.
I think
possible
rain.
Yeah, but 40% maybe? 30-40%? Something like that.
I'd heard rain early, then I heard it was going to be later, and I'm not sure what it's going to be. So,
was you a good softball player?
I was okay. I mean, I played since I was young and did some travel ball and stuff. But
did you play in college?
No.
Okay, I need to hit.
I can.
I mean, you ever hit one out there screwing around?
Out with the girls?
Yeah.
No. Ryan Tin does most of the hitting with them. And then when I just go out, I could probably hit one over, but I don't usually.
Right. So you and Ryan Tin are running the girls' program, and you got some young kids. Who else is on you? You say you got 12 girls. Who else? We don't say anybody.
Trisha Garkey and Allie Vaughn are coming in as freshmen.
Okay.
And Trisha will run some outfield time, and Allie's been working a lot with first base with Lydia. She hurt her knee during basketball, and she's coming back from that. She's doing real well there, but just to make sure we have somebody take her spot.
A little backup, yeah. Any rules change from Ohio and Indiana?
Their pitching was different, but then Ohio changed it back this year that you can step back. So that's pretty much the same. Over in Ohio, the safety base is mandatory. In Indiana, it's illegal to use a safety base.
Help me out. I don't know. That's
the orange base at first base. The girls,
a double.
Like, you have to run to the orange base. So
somebody don't get hurt, right?
Yeah.
Basically.
Never heard of it.
I don't know what that means.
Put two bags out there.
Yeah, there's a white base that the first baseman will play off of, and then there's an orange base that the runner runs to.
The runner runs across.
So they don't run into each other.
So where is it located?
At first base.
But, I mean, is it on top of it or beside it?
Right beside it.
So is it on the...
It goes into foul territory. It
goes into foul territory.
The orange base is in foul territory.
Wow.
Really? And that keeps people from getting hurt?
Yeah, it's supposed to.
You ever heard of it?
Yeah.
It hurt my head trying to figure out where I'm going.
Keeps the first baseman away a little bit, too.
This just started this year.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We can pretend to make you feel better, but
they didn't.
I never heard of such a
little league all the time.
They had safety bases.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot never of little league programs run it, but
little leagues all do it a lot.
there's some states that it's illegal to run it in high school, and some you have to use it. Like Ohio, you have to use it now. In Indiana, you cannot use it. So,
if somebody just out of habit runs to the white base?
It depends on collisions. If they run through it and they hit the first baseman, then they'd be out.
Okay, but if they just happen to run there and there's not a play or
there's
anything,
no player, nobody hits anything. Nobody gets fine.
Okay.
What's your coaching style? Are you aggressive? Are you?
Plays on how the girls are. I guess you can really tell at the beginning how much you can push them before they just kind of break, and how much you have to relax. I think these girls, I can push them pretty hard, and they'll keep going until they just can't go anymore. And I think a lot of them can just go forever, and they want to. So that makes it a lot nicer.
So you work on a lot of bunting?
We have some that can bunt, and their speed really goes behind it. Olivia Holman, she's really fast, and she can lay down a bunt when she wants to. Macy Day can lay down a bunt. Bailey can lay down a bunt, and they all have some good speed. We had 10 stolen bases on our game last week.
I like that.
Awesome. Monday, I guess.
Yeah. Really? Good for you.
How about the toughest thing I've ever seen with the girls softball is teaching that pitching. That is such a hard thing. Is that something you can do, or you have people that come in and help? Or
I can teach them the basics.
Yeah.
At this point, if you don't really know the basics, you're kind of not probably really ready trouble. To be a pitcher. But we only had one, and Hannah already knew the basics. Allie knows the basics. And then both Taylors pretty much knew the basics, so they're there if we need them to be. But when it comes to little kids, I can teach them the basics, get them ready. But when they're ready to want to throw the change up, want to throw the drop, the rise, they got to see somebody else for that.
So as we build this program, we're both on the park board, okay? And you know, we want this thing to succeed, and we want to be a competitive and get as many kids as we can get now. Talk a little bit about what your game plan is as far as working with the young kids, and have you made contacts with the FRISO?
Yeah, Carrie Shane and Jenny Garkey.
Okay.
They are doing the weekend thing, some Saturdays, some Sundays, where the high school program is helping out. They've had a pretty good turnout for pretty much all of them that work on pitching and batting and fielding, and it's been real nice. So.
Hey, Macy's here.
She's listening. We had a listener, didn't we?
We had one listener.
Or maybe she just happened by.
I was just teasing. I don't have any money.
Yes, you do.
How much were they?
$7.
And how many did I get?
12.
Eight.
I got eight?
I don't know.
I think I did.
How much is that, Bob?
That's $48, Bob.
How? What, eight?
Thank you, dear. Yep. So, first of all, you're amazing at names, because I can't believe you're remembering everybody, all these kids and everything, out of piece of paper. Every coach you bring,
that's pretty good.
Is your first year, and you even knew the people who's helping you, the Carrie Shane and the younger levels. So when you talk about these getting involved and doing clinics and stuff like that, what about during the summer? Will that be something you'll try to get, down there to?
We ran a clinic during the summer. It was just, I think there was only like 2, maybe 3 weeks notice, because it was, oh, hey, you're the coach. Let's see if we can get something going on just to introduce the new program kind of thing. And we had 24 girls, I think, show up. So it was a pretty good number for like right away and stuff. And we worked on some base running and some fielding. We did it out at the field. And it was a pretty good day. The girls, some of the girls came and helped out. So, and coming into the summer, hope to do a little bit more.
I just feel like, for you, EJ, and Bob and I have always talked about it, we have such great girl athletes in our school. And and I think by the end of volleyball and then basketball, and then you get the tail end, which we're the same way with baseball. It's tough, but if you can get it turned around and get them to have some fun out there, there's a lot of girls that I know with good guidance, you're going to make them tough. I mean, they're competitive. They want to win. They show it in basketball. They show it in volleyball, and I think it's going to carry right over to you.
Yeah, you can definitely see it in their eyes, even at practice, that they just want to do good and they want to get better. So.
Yeah. Well, they're competitors. I mean,
they are.
Brenna Holman, she just soon.
Oh, yeah. She'll go
nose to nose. She'll punch you right in the nose.
That's exactly right.
I wonder where she gets that from.
I don't know.
I don't either. Let's take a break. We'll come right back with another segment of EJ and the girls' softball program. Wayne Street Market is the host of Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, and we appreciate everything they do, and they got us a big spread here to get tonight. And we'll be right back. Spencey, take it away.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. He always says he has something for everyone.
We do with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to wish for a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Did old man winter do a number on your car? Spring is right around the corner, and Hastings Auto Sales can get your car looking great again. Make your appointment now at 375-4617, and they can have it looking like new. You can start spring off right with full detailing starting at $130 or a wash and wax for $85. And be sure to have them check out your air conditioning system so you're nice and cool on that first hot day. Give Hastings a call tomorrow at 375-4617 and get your vehicle looking good and ready for spring. Here's a great event coming up in the Fort Recovery area. On Sunday, April 8th, it'll be the American Legion Ladies Auxiliary Annual Breakfast from 8 in the morning to 12:30 in the afternoon. It's all-you-can-eat sausage, pancakes, scrambled eggs, baked goods, and more, and your beverages included, milk, coffee, and orange juice. It's only $6 for adults, $3 for children 4 to 8, and kids 3 and under are free. Head on out to the Legion on Sunday, April 8th for the Ladies Auxiliary Breakfast from 8 to 12:30. Our Indians baseball team is now 2-1 and playing well. The Indians' next scheduled games will be this Saturday when they'll play at Crestview in a doubleheader starting at 11 a.m. Get your gang together and head on up to Convoy this Saturday to help cheer on our Indians baseball team. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hunters. What's a hunter's gathering?
That's a thing out at St. Joe Hall, out at Sandra Hall, out at St. Joe that they're going to give away their, they had their gun raffle. They're going to give those away. There's going to be cards and just general hanging around and for probably 3 or 4 or 5 hours. I can't remember what they said.
How about your boots?
Like my boots?
Are you a cowgirl?
I just like to wear my boots. They're cozy.
No, I mean, you
I grew up on a farm, so I mean, I always wear boots. And
I like them. You got a horse?
No.
You don't have a horse?
I have a dog. He's pretty big.
What kind of dog you got?
He's a lab retriever.
What's his name?
Joey.
He's a cute Joey.
We love Joey. Dog.
Yeah. So where you live?
In Portland.
You live in Portland?
Yeah.
Good. Because we don't know you.
Nope.
Right? No, yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of get to know.
Yeah, and we're trusting.
Hey, we got some people out here.
With our
kids. We got some texts here.
Texting, want to know. Questions. Yeah. You got questions for EJ? Give us a text.
Yeah.
What kind of questions you got?
Okay, here's one for you.
Oh.
Don't forget you don't have the boys the rest of the week. That's my daughter.
Oh, okay. Well, hey.
So, yeah, there you go.
Thanks for coming in.
No, I got a couple of them here. Good luck, Coach. Hearing wonderful things about the program. Let's see. We got... Well, what did Macy text in? Macy had a good one, too. Let's see.
She should have stayed and just told us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are all hoping Coach Stevens will build our program. We love her.
Ah.
Yep. So either Macy or Macy's looking for playing time.
Macy's a liar.
No, she's
not. She just wants to play more.
She has the sweetest face ever.
She does. She's a good old girl.
Yeah. Mm,
absolutely. Yeah. So, Coach, here we are. We're into this thing, and it's unbelievable how fast it goes.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure that you are itching to get out there and Mother Nature's. So what about like getting a diamond prep? Does school take care of all that? Are you got anything to do with that?
They do it most of the time we haven't had a home game yet, but from what I understand, they'll do it most of the time, but if they run out of time, if it rains late or something like that, I can go out and get it ready if at all possible. Right now, it's kind of still underwater, but...
Is it really?
Some spots.
Yeah. What do you think of our facility?
it's nice. I wish our field drained a little bit better, but yeah. Indoor facility is very nice. And the field itself is nice. If I just, you know, wish it drained better. But
yeah. Is there a lot of water standing out there?
Around first base has quite a bit, and then where second baseman plays had some still, and other spots are kind of muddy, but the water's gone, so.
Is there still a big lip on the infield and outfield?
No, Ryan and I actually took care of that, so.
My daughter played for years, and it was always ground ball come up, midging a schnoz.
Noggin. Yeah.
It wasn't good. Fee's daughter, Kelsey, played for a year.
Yep.
We wanted her to play. She's good.
Yep. Wanted her to play.
And there's an unbelievable amount of kids like that. In our school,
there is too.
That when they're little, they play and they little, you know, and then they give it up, and it's because of exactly what Harold said. Volleyball, basketball, and volleyball is something you got to go against because, I mean, they play what is it?
They start that
what's
club.
That called?
That, club.
Yeah, the club ball.
They start that club ball. And
does that drive you nuts or how you?
I only have one girl that does it, it's Hannah, and she usually takes it in stride. She gets her softball done, she works hard, and then she goes and does her volleyball if she's got time for it. So mm-hmm. Can't complain if she's still giving me 110%.
That's all you care about,
yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely.
You know, if we get, there's just, so did you do any campaigning at all trying to get some of the seniors that, some extra ones?
I didn't know.
I know there's some girls that had played back when they were freshmen probably and sophomores, you know, and boy, I wish they would have went out and gave you a shot anyhow.
Yeah, say Ryan said there's a couple girls that may have come out that didn't come out, but we had a couple that had been coming out that originally said they were going to come out but then didn't, so.
Yeah.
But I don't know enough people around here to just be like, hey, come play softball at this point.
And that'll come with time.
Yeah.
You'll get that.
That's got to be the toughest part is not being involved in the everyday. Like Coach Bayshore had to put it, you know.
Yeah.
And not being around the kids. And the only time you see them is at practice. And especially you because you don't know any of them.
Yeah.
Right?
It was kind of weird at first. But then I feel like it just kind of sank in pretty quick. They were just like, oh, hey. And it was just like, hey, it wasn't like we only seen each other 2 days or 2 hours a day. So.
And you ever bring your little pub, what's the dog's name?
Joey.
Joey, you ever come up?
No, he's a good dog, but he likes a lot of attention. So I feel like he would just steal the attention. We wouldn't get any softball
done. Plus, Big Joey takes a nuke on the outfield.
Ooh,
and what's really bad is he likes to play fetch. So every time they hit the ball, he runs out and grabs it.
Yeah, he would go get it because in the backyard, he's got a soccer ball and he's got a basketball and a softball. And that's all he ever wants to play with. So.
Yeah, he's an athlete.
So, yeah.
He's an athletic dog.
Just be in the way for the most part. He's adorable. So everybody want to play with him instead of softball. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about your boyfriend.
It's kind of a new thing.
So. Oh, hey. Oh. Mean you love or not?
No.
Ah, come on.
It's way too early for that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is he from Fort Gary?
No.
Portland?
Yeah.
All right. There's a lot of good people over there.
Yeah.
Painter.
Yeah.
But after you get, you probably move over here. You put any pressure on
you. It's only 10 minutes away, so it's not that big of a deal.
But Fort
Covery is pretty cool. But
there you go.
Yeah, now we're getting her.
Yeah, I got to make some more money to buy a new house. You know?
We got cheap houses over here.
Okay.
I'll be a builder one.
Yeah, I'll be a prime builder. Cheap. Give you one.
Yeah, we got. And you, how about your car? You ever get that? Where you get your car worked on at?
Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery.
Love
Fort
that. Recovery.
There we go. Randy Bickle at First Choice Auto actually does all my work on my cars. So.
Randy's a good guy.
He is a great guy.
Do you actually know him, Harold, or are you
absolutely
just trying to be nice?
Oh, okay. He's working Winnie's.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
So, Coach, I'm all tangled up. We have no idea what I'm doing here. Look at this.
Just move it over to her. There you go. See how hard that was?
I'm going to knock her out.
Smarter.
There's going to be a fist fight.
Smarter than...
Well, it was all in there, tangled up.
Well, as much trouble as you had to that little cord, I don't think you can hurt her. She'll knock you out.
Yeah. I'm not scared.
I got a big older brother, and we fought a lot, so
you,
it's
going to
be
scared?
A little difficult.
So let's talk a little bit about your family. They come to the game?
They did not, but my mom is big into softball, so I'm sure she'll be at some. And my brother really likes softball, but he's kind of a busy guy. And my dad's all right with it, but he's not the sportsman. I mean, he'll ask about things, but he doesn't take the time to go to things. Just
now, who is your mom?
Beth Steven.
Now, did she coach here?
Yeah, she used to coach here a while back.
That's
what
I thought.
Marie.
So. Yeah.
Oh, with Marie, yeah.
Yeah.
Because somebody was saying, oh, Beth Stevens, I know her. It's EJ. Well, no, I think it's the same person.
Not the same person.
If the E stands for Elizabeth, that's Beth. And
if you call her Elizabeth, she'll knock you out. She does not like that.
She'll knock you out.
Yeah.
So is she listening?
Probably not, but she's probably snoring in her chair thinking she can hear the archives.
Yeah. She can listen to the
archives. Is your boyfriend listening?
Probably not. He's working.
Is anybody listening?
Probably not. My dad might be.
All right.
Sometimes he just has to show his support other ways rather than going to a game.
It's going to be in the archives so they can listen.
They can all listen
50 times if they want to.
How old are you?
27.
You're a pup. Absolutely.
27.
Yeah, I think, you know, we appreciate you coming in, and we are rooting for you, gang. You can get this thing turned around.
Yep.
Anything that we can do to support
you. Anything you need to help.
And we're going to get a couple games on the radio. We'll come down and do a couple of those.
Yeah, we'll try to figure out when the boys aren't playing and the girls are, we can maybe
bring the whole thing down.
And if you need a base coach, he's bad at it.
Don't ask him.
Yeah, he coaches our first base for the boys team.
Yeah.
He's been too good so far this year.
He's got a lot of people to second base. And nobody picked up.
They're moving.
He's put some people at second base.
We just got picked off the other night.
Did we?
Hey, second to third. That's not my territory.
We didn't get picked off any on Monday, so.
Ooh. Are you first base coach or third?
No, Ryan did, but.
Are you third?
Yeah.
What's our signs? You any good ones?
We just do numbers.
Really?
One, two, three. Hey, speaking numbers. Of that, did you hear Saturday?
What about it?
Gilmore?
Uh-uh.
That's all they do. It's numbers for everything. Every pitch, there's numbers. 315. 274. They just kept doing it. I'm like, what's that mean? Come on.
Well, I don't know, but they had the big
and
thing
they all
on their sleeves.
It's like football things. They're all looking at the catcher. Every pitch. He calls every pitch.
Really?
With a number.
Do you? Who calls your pitches?
Our catcher calls the pitches.
Yeah.
Occasionally, she'll give us a look to see, should I take the change up or not?
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, she calls the pitches, and she does really well at it. So.
Yeah, Brandon will be a tremendous catcher.
Brandon will be a great
catcher. I mean, I root for you, kid. And we're rooting for you. And we really appreciate you coming up
here.
Well, thanks for
glad
having
you stopped up.
Yeah, absolutely. That is Coach E.J. Steven.
Yes.
Yeah, right? No S.
No S. And she's our new softball coach at Fort Covey High School, and we're rooting for her. And as you listen to her, she's a class act, folks. And she's getting this program turned around, and we're
get out there and watch the games.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. Bubba and Fee, presented by Wayne Street Market. Right here.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Covey is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hot spot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And be sure to stop by on Friday at lunch for their Lent buffet featuring shrimp and their famous hand-breaded fish, along with their full salad bar and more. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery Academic Boosters Club is having a pork chop dinner on Thursday, April 19th. It's carry out only from 4 to 6, and they'll be available for pickup at the elementary preschool entrance. These 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinners will be prepared by Two Willies Barbecue using the international award-winning Iowa State Fair recipe. And the dinner includes a smoked pork chop, baked potato with butter and sour cream, applesauce, and a roll. Tickets are only $8 and must be purchased by Tuesday, April 10th from any high school SAD member, and they are also available at the high school and middle school offices or by calling Kathy Toby at 375-4227 or Kathy Etzler at 852-2572. The academic boosters are the group that recognizes students during our home basketball games. Get your academic booster dinner tickets before April 10th for the 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinner at the school offices or from any SAD member, and then just head out to the elementary school and drive by the preschool entrance and pick up your dinners on Thursday, April 19th between 4 and 6, and get a couple of extra tickets and get some dinners to put in your refrigerator for a quick meal later on. Just be sure to get your smoked pork chop dinner tickets before April 10th. The Fort Recovery Student Council will be doing volunteer work on Thursday, May 3rd. If your business has some work that needs done, contact Chelsea Colleague at colleagueCH@fortrecoveryschools.org and see what the Student Council can do to help your business out that day. Picking up, painting, cleaning, and more, the Student Council can do it all. Email them at colleagueCH@fortrecoveryschools.org and get the Student Council to help out your business on Thursday, May 3rd.
I'm eating chips.
Yeah, it's my fault.
These are the best crackers. What'd you get?
I went straight in.
Cheese and
naked meat. And cheese.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to, I had supper tonight over at the nightclub, and we had Jeff Cutler, who is, Jeff is from Southern Indiana, but he is now the manager of our egg division here at Cooper Farms.
Yeah. Like Paoli, Indiana?
No, not that far down. Oh, okay. Like Columbus, Indiana or something like that.
Yeah. Columbus?
Yeah. And he's we had supper with him tonight. And
listen to this?
Yeah, he has the TuneIn app. And
all right.
I said, he didn't even hear Fort Recovery Radio. And I said, check us out. So he listened to Jack, and I hope he's listening to us. And
yeah, awesome.
And probably he's a good old guy, I'll tell you that. He turned it off.
The only problem with him. Yeah, he's an SEC fan.
Who?
Yeah, he's a big fine bomb. And
fine bomb guy,
Hey, Roll Tide.
Ooh, Roll Tide.
He's a big Bama fan.
Ooh, Bama.
But he's a good dude, and he's a huge asset to Cooper Farms.
Cooper Farms,
absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I was an Alabama fan while Bear Bryant was there coaching football, but I'm not anymore.
I was a fan for, like, who's the guy? What was that movie?
Oh, Gump.
Forrest Gump. Oh, jeez. Okay. Well.
Run, Forrest Gump. Forrest, run.
Top five movies of all time.
Yeah,
your name.
Yeah, I'm with you. I thought it was tremendous.
I wouldn't know.
You didn't see Forrest Gump?
I haven't seen a movie in years.
Forrest Gump?
I've seen parts of it.
How about Titanic?
No. I think I have a DVD of both of them and fell asleep in the first 10 or 15 minutes.
Really?
I can't sit and watch anything. I have to be doing something.
So I can't do nothing. I just got to sit and watch.
What's your favorite movie of all time? You got one?
Blazing Saddles.
Cool Hand Luke.
I love Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles. Good.
Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Is.
Yep. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Any of the sports ones are pretty good, too.
Huh?
Any of the sports ones.
Yeah. Hoosiers.
Hoosiers, awesome.
Yeah.
I saw parts of that.
I love Major League.
I think I did see all of Major League once.
Really?
Yeah.
That's tremendous.
Popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah. A bunch of us went over to theater or drive-in or something. I don't know.
Donuts.
Donuts at the movie.
Did you make donuts?
Oh, no, they didn't let me do that at the movie theater. Okay.
You ready for this?
No, probably not.
My daughter's getting married in June.
Donuts at the wedding.
Would you make donuts for the wedding?
If there's a deep fryer, I can do it. It's not hard, but I have to have a deep fryer. I can't just wave my hands and make donuts.
We'll be looking into that.
We're going to put you down.
Okay.
10 dozen donuts.
Yeah. If there's a deep fryer, there's nothing to it.
So are we allowed to announce our exciting news?
I don't know what the exciting news is.
Moving.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah.
We're moving. Yeah.
We're moving.
Yeah. A lot of people already knew. I didn't realize you didn't know that.
Did you know it?
No. I knew he'd talked about it, but I didn't know.
We're moving to Amy Wendell's.
Big.
Yeah, she's going out to the industrial park. Dan bought that building, redoing all that.
The old Heinz Insurance. We'll be looking for money in there. There'll be money stashed somewhere.
Yeah. Bill Kanapke owns that thing, too.
Yeah.
Yep. This will be big.
But Chuck's the one that mostly buried it under the floorboards.
Chuck, there you go. Chuck Hine is one of the richest human beings in the world.
Yep. No doubt.
That's what Bill says. Yeah,
no doubt
about
it.
That's what Bill
said. Yeah. Hey, so we're moving down there.
Yeah.
When? Soon?
4 or 5, 6 weeks, whenever she gets her.
You need help moving?
Probably, but I don't know. Chuck's in charge of all of that. Technically, I own the equipment, but in reality, it's Chuck's equipment. I don't touch it.
I felt bad that we didn't make it to the Get Bachelor Party. Should've.
It was a long day.
Oh, my God, that was terrible.
I made it. I had a long day as you.
You know, I was up like at 5.
Oh, no, I didn't get up till 6.
See? Told you. And we made a road trip to Worthington Kilbourne High School and the Wolves and a facility that
nice
we get
complex.
There. We get there and there is a lacrosse game.
On
a field turf football stadium.
Yep.
So then we swing on back to this beautiful baseball stadium or field. And then a mile behind us was the JV field.
JV team play.
Yep. And it was just they got a nice complex there.
Pretty nice setup they got there.
Except it was almost a mile back to that JV.
I thought I think
I'm going to walk back there and watch that game. I walked down there, turned the corner at the edge of the infield.
And everybody still looked real small.
And I thought, Fort Recovery isn't that far. I could walk home quicker than I could walk to that game. Wow. Yeah. It was out there.
Yeah. So we get underway, Fee. We open up with Westerville South. And we didn't know a lot about them. We knew that they had a five-star running back from Ohio State.
Holding it back, guys.
Jaylene Gill.
Gill.
And he led off, and the first pitch, he hits a ground ball, hits a rocket to Benny Homan, who makes a great play and throws him out by half a step, and we're like,
this guy can fly.
Yeah. And then the second time up, he hits a rocket to center field. Willie shags down. We're like, he can't get one by the old Fort.
No. Fort's got him.
He may be a five-star in football. But and the Indians went on Fee, and we had an impressive win.
Yeah, got a huge win there. That was a nice start for us. You know, had no idea what we were going into. I don't know how good Westerville South is. Probably a mediocre Division One school, but still a Division One school.
Still a Division One.
Yeah, you know, you're getting a pretty big pot to pick from there.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, they're definitely not a bad team. Definitely. They're definitely not a bad Division One by any stretch.
No, and I thought all in all we did pretty good. I mean, we didn't make too many mistakes. And
well, you talked a little bit about the game Reese Rogers pitched, and Reese ain't in here tonight, and Reese runs our board for us on Sports Talk, and Reese was fabulous.
He was. I mean, he got ahead on every guy. It seemed like he was constantly ahead in the count and had him guessing, and nobody hit him real hard, so he did a great job. Good start, and then we came back second game against Kilbourne, which I don't know, but I'd have to think they're a pretty good Division I school, but
they definitely played very well.
They did play well. And you know, I think they were, like you said, they were kind of jacked up to play us because I think Dustin got them fired up. And he had them pretty well dialed in. He knew exactly what they had to do against Nick, you know. And you got to go against high pitches. You get off-speed high pitches. You stay low in that strike zone with the fastball. And you know, I'm probably crying a little bit, but I thought they were really pinching him on that strike zone because I thought he was on the knees a lot during the game, and they just didn't give him anything. Boy, when he brought it up a little bit, they killed it.
Let's talk a little bit about Tweetsie, and this was his first start with some scouts there.
Yeah, he had some guns there
clocking him.
He'd had the college kids be the people in there before. Ohio State was there and Kent State, but this is the first time the big boys were there.
Right.
And, you know, I think all in all, I thought he had a pretty good outing. You know, I thought he pitched pretty well. You know, we didn't give him much help behind him at all. We made some mistakes that if we don't make those mistakes, you know, it's 1 or 2 to nothing, and then you get a ball game and it's closer. But
I think it was he gave it 4 runs, 4 unearned,
4 unearned start. Right. Yeah, and, you know, and he's on a pitch count. You know, I mean, he's got a regiment that he goes by, and that's what he does, and he's not gonna defer from it. So, you know, he had planned on 75 pitches, and he was at 75 pitches in third inning.
Right.
So, and, you know, just a minute. And we've talked to the boys about that. You know, you make an error, and that costs that pitcher 20 pitches.
Right.
You know, and that's just a killer. You just can't do that. You know, it doesn't seem like it's that big a deal, but yet when you want a kid to go 6 or 7 innings, it's a big deal.
So the mentality there for Nick – And this kid's a special kid.
He is.
He is mature beyond any high school kid.
Oh, yeah.
He knows what he wants to do. He knows his goals, and he knows everything. So do you think, like when he doesn't get any help like that, does he get frustrated? Do you think he started overthrowing a little bit, or do you think...
You know, I thought he...
Because they did hit him.
Yeah, they hit him. Yeah. I mean, you know, I thought he did. I mean, I thought maybe he got a little bit, but he doesn't. I mean, he'll never yell at a teammate. I mean, that's just not his style, you know. And I'm sure in the back of his head he's thinking, oh, somebody made that play. I'd have been out of here, you know. But he never shows it, you know. And that's why he is special, I think, you know. And then, like you said, he's the first one there, and he's the last one to leave, and he works his butt off. And, you know, we left last night, and he goes and lifts weights. You know, as soon as we're done with practice, a two-hour practice, he goes over and starts lifting weights. You know, and that's what it takes. Yeah. You know,
I think one of the things he does, and I don't know this for sure, but it seems like, is especially if he has time to think about it, he doesn't get mad about that because he know, like you said, he knows where he's going, he knows what he's doing. He needs to do what he needs to do. And winning is important to him, but as far as his specific long-term goals, if some of his teammates make an error, you know, as long as he did what he had to do. Now, if he made the error, he's going to feel bad about it. But
yeah.
But he doesn't feel bad about those other guys if he gets a chance to think about it, because if there's scouts there, and I don't know if he's really pitching for the scouts. I know he's pitching for the Indians and trying to win games, but if he knows the scouts are watching, they know that he knows that they know he did what he had to do.
Right,
and that's all they're interested in. Now, he's interested in a lot more than that, but his long-term goal of pitching in the major leagues or at whatever higher level it may be is definitely still there, and he knows all he has to do is do what he can do. He can't go make that play in center field or make that play at third base.
Well, we talk about our team, Harold, and we know we're going to be a good team. We know we are a good team.
Yeah.
Now, right now, we're finding our way, you know, like you
said. Absolutely, yeah.
And Calpe said it on the radio the other day. He said, we had a couple errors on fielders. The second or third time we've been outside all year.
Right.
So that does make a difference when you're fielding hard-hit ground balls or you're even hitting, fly balls you're shagging down. You've only done it twice all year. Yeah. So
and there's a hurricane wind out there.
Yeah, that's
Saturday
right.
too, which was making it tougher too.
And I doubt if Kilbourne had any chance to roll their field, so the field's rough.
Yeah,
you know.
But even like you say, even the throws. You know, when you get outside, you can make long throws. You know, we're in a gym. You're 90 feet. That's it.
That's right.
As far as we can throw the ball. You know,
and we talk about our team this year and the front of that lineup and. You know, we have the best leadoff hitter we've ever had in our school, in Cade Wendell. Yep. I mean, the kid is at a level he's just really good player.
Very good baseball. Great leadoff hitter.
And then Willie is the perfect two-hole hitter.
Yeah.
And then Nick in the three-hole, and this kid.
Oh, he can hit.
Yeah.
He
can hit.
Okay. And then you got Benny Holman batting four. You got Reese batting five. You got the sixth hole was your nephew there.
Ian
Holman.
Yeah.
And then seven is Shaney and Ryan Post, Evan Post, Riley Post, Cody Schinneberry, and Garrett Fowler. Now, Garrett Fowler got injured on the first game.
Yeah, that hurt us.
Yeah.
You know, because.
Yeah, we've been counting on him all year to be the catcher.
You wanted him to be back there, and I wanted to see him catch.
And that puts Cody somewhere else. And,
right.
So
and it makes us stronger in the infield where we had to put Cade behind the plate. You know, that takes that up the middle. We're pretty solid up the middle with Benny and Cade, and then I didn't want to have to take one of them out of there. And luckily we got back in Garrett. I don't know. When he hit it, I wasn't sure what happened. I thought – he could have done something bad.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we found out, I think it's just sprained pretty bad. And, you know, he'll be a few weeks, but he'll be back. You know, he'll be back. And he'll be itching. He'll be itching to play.
Oh, you know that. Just the couple of innings he was in, he was on it.
So we get beat to Kilbourne 8-2. And talking to Jerry afterwards and you, we wasn't disappointed with that. We didn't play very good. The game got called because of darkness.
Big deal. I mean, it was tough conditions.
Conditions. And then on Monday we come back and we play a Salina Bulldog team that's really young, lost their two best players.
Yeah.
And we took care of business.
Yeah, I actually played really well, and it was good to see the kids hit the ball.
Yeah.
You know, we hit the ball. We had 10 hits. I think we knocked out 10 hits. And
we hit the ball hard.
Yeah. You know? And the wind was actually blowing in, so there was a couple balls that Nick hit one late that I thought it would be out of the park.
Right.
If it was, I told him, I said, 2 weeks from now, you're walking around the bases.
Yeah,
he smoked it, and it just caught up in that airstream and came back.
Yeah.
But the one thing I've been noticing, too, is Willie's really worked hard on his bunting and stuff, and I think that's going to pay off. You know, he got on base a couple times because he's so quick,
right?
And you know, pushing them and sacrifice bunts turn into base hits. You know, and he's taking a little pride in that, and he's working hard.
Yeah.
You know, he's
taking did that? Was that Saturday?
Saturday, drag bunt.
He had a couple drag bunts.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they were meant to just sacrifice basically, right. But he just bunted that well.
And we talked about the bottom of that order, and I was impressed with them Monday night. They got good cuts. They hit the ball hard. Ethan Shane was tremendous, I thought.
Yeah.
Riley Post, I love that kid. Yeah, he's aggressive.
The sky's the limit with him, too.
Yeah.
And he's a kid that he came in that game, you know, Benny was getting run out of gas there, and Riley comes in, and you know, we don't know what to expect. I mean, he hasn't had any varsity experience as far as his high school varsity, and I tell you what, he's got some pop on the ball, and he's got a good curveball, and he looked good. Looked good for me.
Yeah, he looked very good. He was, you know, I didn't know what to expect as a sophomore.
Yeah,
and I was very impressed.
There's some good sophomores there is. Too.
Benny Hillman threw the ball great.
Yes.
You know, that's a guy that gets overlooked a lot too. We don't talk about him as much, but you know, there he is. A couple hits on Saturday, pitches Monday, pitches what, four or five innings of solid baseball.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely. And, he's our fourth starter.
Yeah, that's how strong we are.
Right. So when you can throw him in the four hole, we're going to take a break. Top of the hour, 9 o'clock. We're going to coming right back talking more about Indian baseball. We're going to go over our bracket and Val Fortkamp's leading going into the Final Four. We're going to talk Cleveland Browns and how excited we are about the Browns and draft coming up. And
can't wait.
There's nothing better than March. We're going to talk opening day.
Who?
Be right back. Bye.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's wing night featuring 60-cent wings and boneless wings and draft beers for only $1. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on Earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club is having their Battle of the Brains again this year on Sunday, April 15th from noon to 3. Get your four-person team together along with an alternate, get yourself a sponsor, and get signed up now. The cost is $75 per team. Your team can be a group of friends, co-workers, family, even a group of students, at least 7th grade, please. Pick up your entry form at the high school office or by going to FortRecoveryschools.org and clicking on Battle of the Brains 2018 and downloading the application. And new this year, there will be a fun trivia round for anyone to participate in. Just show up, get a group of four people, and you can be in the fun trivia part of the contest. And the best part, there's no charge to get in the fun trivia contest. Just show up and have fun. And even if you don't want to be in either the formal contest or the fun pop culture trivia rounds, stop by and be amazed and entertained by how smart your friends and neighbors are. It's the Battle of the Brains on Sunday, April 15th. Be sure to get entered now by going to FortRecoverySchools.org and clicking on Battle of the Brains, or pick up your application at the high school office. During Lent, the Wendoline Sports Club will again be having their popular all-you-can-eat fish fry every Friday night from 4:30 to 7:30. Along with their famous freshly cooked fish, they have french fries, salad, and several other great side dishes. Bring the whole family. Come early, stay late. Meet your friends at the Wendoline Sports Club every Friday evening during Lent for their all-you-can-eat fish fry. Great food, great company. Wendoline Sports Club's fish fry every Friday during Lent from 4:30 to 7:30.
We're back here, sports. I'm gonna talk against her.
I don't think you should.
Why not?
It's extremely annoying.
A lot of people say I really am a bad,
well, yeah,
good voice.
I think you have a
lot of people said I breathe too heavy. And you know, oh, wait, I'm fat.
Well, everybody has to breathe and for to be heard very well on those.
I got a head cold
on the headphone microphones.
So you we got like to eat.
You got to have.
We
eat
a lot.
You got to breathe too. Got to breathe. Sorry.
Yeah, Lucy calling ripped me and Dave. What a deal. All we hear is you guys breathing. Like Lucy,
what do you want to do? Hold her breath.
She's a nurse. She would know that holding your breath isn't the answer.
It ain't.
That's not. That almost never works out well.
I love Lucy. Lucy's awesome.
That was a TV show.
I love
Lucy.
Desi Arnaz.
Yep.
Lucille Ball.
Yep.
Vivian Prince.
Vivian Vance.
You're a dog. Guy's got an unbelievable memory.
Who is Fred?
Ooh, I Fred that
William.
I think that's right.
William Martz, maybe?
Martz was their last name on the show.
Fred.
William, I can't think of his name.
If it's, you guys William. Are impressing me. You're Close. Impressing me. And we're getting ready for Battle of the Brains.
Yes.
Which we are favored
in. We want a piece of them.
Yep.
We got a shot this year.
Well, we're going to be in the, I think they
We've been studying
call
all
it
year.
The pop trivia part that, as you've heard in some of the promos for it, you can anybody can get in that, and that doesn't cost anything. You also don't win anything.
It's a lot of fun, though.
But yeah, oh yeah, especially if you're on Rocker's team.
Yep.
Hey, we now got the Lawrence Towing Hotline.
That's for Vores.
We want it
racing. Okay.
Lawrence Towing
for the Vores Towing starting next week. They're going to have any of the drivers that want to call in can call in, talk about their team, talk about their season. And talk about this and that, and then they're entered into a contest. The next 7 weeks, they can win a $200 set of racing tires. They're going to give away a $200 set of racing tires every week. Lawrence,
big. That ain't even a half a tire.
No, it's two tires. Maybe it's not 200. It's two tires.
Two tires.
Set of racing tires. So
perfect.
I think it's 200, but I just saw the thing he said.
I go to Haitians and get two tires. It's 500 smackers.
You get good ones, though. They're nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Whoa. I don't get it. I'm happy with my auto mechanic right now.
I am.
Huh?
Come on.
How about Fair State won the national championship?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and how close was
Biggie?
was
Finley the national champion.
Well, they ended up losing by about 15, but it was up one with 7 minutes to go.
Yep. And it was close.
They gave him a run.
They did give him a run.
Plus, they about beat him in a year, too, right?
Yeah.
That was close, too. Jesus. Big.
When are we going to be on the air for doing MAC games? Are we allowed to talk about that?
The MAC meeting is, I believe, Thursday.
Come on,
April
Digger.
12th. Digger. April 19th, I believe. And, but we probably won't do... We probably won't broadcast any of the MAC games, but we would be simulcasting Rob Weaver doing, because WPGW, if you saw it yesterday, WPGW will be broadcasting all of the boys' baseball MAC games this year.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, so there'll be five of them that we're not allowed to do. The other ones, and so we won't be able to even simulcast them, but we can record them and put them in the archives.
Can do that.
Yeah, we can record them. We can't simulcast or broadcast, okay. But we're allowed to put them in the archives, and so we'll be doing that. And Rob is going to be broadcasting all of those. In the past, he's broadcast maybe one or two games,
right?
But a year, but he's going to do all nine of the MAC games, home and away. And, yeah,
so he can probably use the press box on.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah. At the home games, yeah. Definitely.
Yep.
And anything we can do to help that out is good, because all we really care about is making sure our fans get to hear the game.
Yeah, because this is kind of amazing, but at Worthington on Saturday, mm-hmm. we had over 160 listeners.
Is that right?
Chuck said, listen live.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
It's unbelievable.
He sent me a text. There's 160 people.
No, that's how many devices were logged in. If there's two people listening.
Here we go. If there's four. Yeah. If it's at a factory. If it's at a...
Or if it's that's another 200.
Some of them are just me.
Yeah, Neil. Yeah, right. You got your earbuds in.
Yep.
But we had some technical difficulties.
Yeah, we did. Chuck,
we did.
We had even more on Monday night, but Chuck was back here at the studio, and he told me after we got back after the Vores Racing Show that he said, I'm very sure we have it
got
fixed
figured
this
out.
Time. There was He'll some little her. Glitch hidden in there.
Chuck
that he found.
Sucks.
Chuck. Oh, really?
He can't do nothing.
Nope. Okay. That's, huh? That's definitely
going to get married here in about 4 weeks.
Yeah.
He about done.
That'd be a good wedding.
Yeah.
We going?
Yep.
Yeah, just like you did this bachelor party, you mean?
I put $20 in the old envelope for Big Chuck.
Oh, wow.
Chuck. Well, it's Big been spender. A good year for
me. Big spender.
Been a good year for me. 20's plenty for catfish.
Hamilton for me.
Perry Hall, listen, Facebook Live, some games.
We cannot broadcast. You cannot do any live broadcasts of a high school sporting event unless it is the company that is contracted with the OHSAA.
Huh. No.
No. Oh, WOSN can't broadcast them live.
Oh, they can't.
No. No.
Huh.
Just, it used to be whatever. I think this year it's Spectrum, but it used to be whatever was around here. Was it Sports
Time?
Net Ohio.
Why they would care.
I don't know. I think they are behind the times on that because, when they started doing radio, it increased attendance at the games. And start doing video and people start watching it. They're not going to stay home. Now, baseball, maybe. Football, maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. I think that's just going to make people want to go to the games more.
Well, when the weather sucks, the people are going to come out. They're going to listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because not the older people are not going to go out in that weather.
No,
even
I don't
the people our age ain't going to go
out. It's amazing how many people ask about it Saturday. Hey, what happened? What's going on? How did we do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're listening. It's like, what?
And then, and another thing is, I could not believe how many people was at the signing game.
Yeah.
I mean, we had...
We're getting a good crowd.
That was unbelievable. That whole left side was completely packed.
I counted it just under 100, which I was a little disappointed. But then I got thinking how cold and nasty it was. And it wasn't pretty.
Billy B wasn't out here.
No. Billy and Ed weren't down the left
field. He said he's going to get the couch hooked up this week.
Billy B wasn't at the game.
No.
No.
Billy B. Eddie.
No, they weren't there.
They're all right.
Ken Shane was sitting in there in his pickup truck in their spot.
I said they was there because I seen two guys sitting. I thought that was them guys.
Nope.
Yep. I'm hurting.
They hurt us.
Billy B and Eddie don't miss nothing.
They don't miss nothing, especially baseball.
I got, just looking at our stats, we had 298 listener sessions on Monday. Some of it, of course, would be for listen during the day, but...
Right.
So...
How's the racing report thing going?
Very good.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good show. Good.
Yeah, they... Chuck, I didn't hear any numbers this week, but last week, there were over 1,000 views on Facebook of that, so...
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Oh, heck yeah. You know how many views has been on our Christmas show?
No, I don't. I don't even know how to look.
Hmm? How many you think?
2,000 or 3,000. You talking about this year?
6,000.
6,000?
6,000 people have watched our Christmas show.
And people in Fort Recovery know
how stupid we are.
How to do
but
that.
I think I've done it. Like, I'm like Spencey. I've probably watched it 10 times.
Yeah. I've been on it a few times. Yeah.
You know, but people in Fort Recovery know what that is and that it's really neat.
Yeah.
The people in these other schools don't have any idea.
Good, let them.
Or they would all have this. You know, we have
our baby.
1,000 plays in our archives every week.
Yeah. Well, I go to sleep with it every night. Although now...
I don't understand.
I'm changing.
Crazy.
What do you got?
I've been listening to the Cleveland Browns.
Net at night.
You're allowed to do that.
And I'm fired up because...
I got you, Jack.
Boys, there's something big happening. This Odell Beckham.
We could get any?
I don't know. We might.
Jeez, we'd have pretty good
wide receivers of Juice Landry, Gordon, and Odell Beckham.
That'd be pretty good.
And Johnny Football throwing the ball to him.
And Johnny Football
coming back.
Perry Hall. God love Perry Hall listening in California.
Oh, yeah.
Perry's the best.
Yeah. We do kind of. You guys gave me a pretty good shout out on the baseball broadcast either Monday or Saturday.
Yeah,
too.
We love him.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, why not?
He's going to be famous.
Yep.
He's going to come back here someday. And, and he's going to give us a shout out.
Yep.
Where's all him to do? All right.
Mm-hmm. He's going to put a little. What do they call them? Easter eggs?
Yes.
FRR Easter egg. He's put
on
FR.
One of his, when he's like doing a big movie or something,
yep.
You're going to see he's going to put something on her bubbling feet or something.
Yep.
And I'm going to say, I love that.
That guy's awesome.
He's put FR in. He's put his own initials in. He's put some, I think maybe an uncle or somebody's name or something in. That's pretty neat.
First of all, that picture he drew of you, me and you. That's awesome.
Yeah, it took him almost a minute.
The picture is unbelievable.
It's a classic.
It looks just like us. I got my big fat melon and Fee's big smile.
It is a classic picture.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. You got a copy? You got it here on the window?
No.
Is there any chance that we could get that hanging up in the new studio?
Yeah. I was thinking that was a text to you. I didn't think that was a Facebook to us.
Well, I got a frame.
You got a frame picture. It's tremendous.
Oh, it's up on my wall. In my house. My living room.
Oh, yeah. We'll put it in the... We'll put it in the sports talk with Bubba and Fee studio.
Big.
Hanging on the wall.
You got Vores racing hats?
Yeah. You want one?
No, I can't wear a hat. My head's too big.
Big head.
You wear a hat?
Me? Baseball, that's about it.
Do you?
Yeah. I started trying to wear one with golf, but kind of throws me off a little bit.
I should wear a hat because I'm going to get skin cancer on top of my melon.
That's why
you need to, like that game up at South Adams a couple of years ago, you get reddish.
Oh, I was on fire.
Cooked.
Yep. Yeah. That was miserable.
Well, one of the people in the stands...
I'd give anything for that right now.
One of the people in the stands fried an egg on his head. It came out and cracked the egg, flipped it over, ate it.
Cooper egg.
Sizzle. Yeah.
You got any plans for Easter?
I'm going to go visit the Easter Bunny. And no, I got my cousin lives down at Phillipsburg. I'm going
down there.
Phillipsburg?
Yep.
How about the Feelies?
Yep, my wife's having everybody over.
Is she?
Sunday.
Big meal, what are we making?
Yeah, I'm sure she'll be.
Is there an Easter meal?
Ham.
Yeah, ham.
Ham's the big
or
meal.
Lamb. Ham or lamb?
Lamb.
Yeah.
Pop a little bit.
Well, I'm cracking. Why am I cracking like that?
I don't know.
Talking too loud?
Probably. Too loud.
That's why Chuck put the...
Nobody eats lamb.
Well, okay.
Lamb chops. Have you ever had lamb?
A leg of lamb?
Have you ever had lamb?
No. Pretty sure I won't.
You ever had lamb?
Nope. Never known.
So why did you say lamb?
Because that's, if you look at the specials in the big city grocery stores, like if you look at the Kroger ad, they have lamb on special during Easter. And lamb and
Easter
ham.
Lamb.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Well, okay.
Ham, I agree. Ham, yeah. We have ham and eggs.
Oh, ham's autumn.
Farting all night.
Awesome. Ham and eggs for Easter supper? Or Easter lunch?
Hard boiled eggs. You always.
Oh, hard boiled eggs. Okay. Ham and eggs sounds like.
Salt them up a little bit.
Yeah, a little salt on.
Salt them up a little bit. And white.
I love hard boiled eggs.
I like deviled eggs.
Don't like either one.
Ooh, they're good. You don't like eggs?
I scrambled eggs. That's the only way I can eat them. I don't like, because they don't taste like eggs when you get them all scrambled up.
Scramble them up. Throw a little cheese in there.
Yep, I make an omelet every Saturday and Sunday morning.
Yep.
Huh? You do?
Yeah. Bacon, hash browns, and
it's been omelet. A breakfast. Donuts. Boys. Boy Scouts did a nice job Sunday.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Did. That was awesome.
Got out there, had little pancakes and sausage. Was tremendous.
Yeah, I went back out at lunch.
Went back out, doubled up?
Yep.
Nice job.
You should.
Yeah.
You probably did.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Well, yeah, I did.
You didn't double doink it.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not. Nobody does that.
Why wouldn't you? Had breakfast at 8, between 8 and 8:30. Had lunch at 12. Got out there about
more pancakes, more sausage.
I didn't have any more pancakes. I had sausage and scrambled eggs.
You double doinked the Boy Scouts.
Got them.
Yeah.
Do you have to use two tickets?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I used two tickets. It's two different times.
Perfect. No, you did not really.
Yes, I did.
Think anybody else did it?
Nope.
I couldn't care less if anybody else.
They've been over to 60 and triple doinked it.
Yeah.
He came back for supper.
Yeah. Would have. Why wouldn't you? Supporting the Boys.
Never thought about it.
Yeah.
We should have done that.
A little disappointed I didn't win the 50-50, but...
Carl Link won it.
Carl did?
Yeah, he calls me up. He goes, hey, did you buy 50-50 tickets for the Boy Scouts? I said, yes, I figured I won.
Yeah.
He goes, well, guess what? And I said, hey, I win one? No, I did. Thanks for your donation. Oh, and then I'm sure he donated it.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a pretty good chance that he didn't go home with any of that.
If I will run, I would have donated none of it, probably. I would have donated some.
Yeah, you'd have bought a
you should donate the 50-50 back.
Well, it depends. And you know, sometimes some things that I'm in, I would put it back. And other things, I would take it and put it towards something else. Not necessarily that specific event.
You wouldn't put it in your pocket?
Almost never.
Really?
Yeah.
I was open to bars when I hit it.
Do you?
Yeah.
So,
golf you won the baseball and you donated the whole thing back.
Well, that's baseball.
Yeah, we donated that. Yeah. I had to donate that back.
Yep.
Why?
Why not?
Automatic. Hopefully they talk Lauren into doing it.
Lauren donated half. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, you know, I've sometimes I keep the money. Most of the time, if I ever win something like that, I just donate it back.
Well, I'm here to tell you, if I win the 50-50.
You ain't giving it back.
I'm keeping it.
Okay.
You get booed, too.
Well, wide open.
Well, that's not necessarily true, because if people know Bob, it's going to go somewhere. It may not be that specific $385, but, you know.
It's going to the casinos where it's going.
Well, it could also be going to the Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Fund.
Hey, there you go.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
He does plenty of that stuff, so if he keeps the money from that specific event, doesn't mean he's got it buried in his backyard. He's going to do something with it.
No, well, I love you. Oh. Head over heels in love with
him. No, quit doing that. Huh? He's a loser.
No.
Give it back.
No, that's what...
There you cracked.
That's what most of us do.
Chuck don't have this fixed. We're cracking wide open. People are turning off. I've got three texts that you guys are cracking. We're out.
I'm not even hearing it cracking. Maybe it's in your headphones. Maybe it's in that little unit there with the headphones.
I don't know.
Might
They'll
be,
never point at me and say little unit. I'm just telling you.
He's the big unit.
Let's talk a little bit about our bracketology.
Oh, yeah.
Bracketology. Okay.
I almost forgot about that.
Yeah. So we got... So, Val Fortkamp's leading.
Val's looking good. Kansas wins. Say good night, Gracie. Val Fortkamp's winning it.
Let me get it up here. NFL draft. I can't find it.
My employee Richie says if Kansas wins, he gonna get second.
Really?
He thinks. It was amazing because everybody, he was completely bottom. So you could be all over this thing. Except me, I just kind of stayed at the bottom.
Where is the thing at?
Log in. We got to draw all that stuff out next week, don't we?
I got one for you, boys.
What you got?
Academic announcement.
Academics.
The Franklin B. Walter Scholarship Dinner tonight where one student from each school received the award and a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Four Recovery recipient this year was Ryan Braun. Congratulations to Ryan.
I hope he was able to make it. He's on crutches.
Ryan Braun, congratulations on winning the Franklin
B. Walter
Scholarship. And by the way, you may not know this either. I probably left you out of the loop on this. Mm-hmm. Ryan Braun is probably going to help us with some baseball games that Cole can't get to.
Really?
Yep.
Bring him in.
But he's on crutches right now, so he's not.
Why is he on crutches?
Operation?
Because his foot worked on.
For what?
Why, when he broke
his
hand.
Dude was falling apart.
When he broke his hand, they worked on his foot. They got the wrong
thing.
Yeah, when I talked to him.
Harry Hall said he is solidly in dead last.
When I talked to Ryan, or I guess we were texting, he said, on crutches. I said, so what, since when do they give you crutches when they work on your hand?
When they work on your hand. Wait a minute.
How do you find just anything?
But so he had something else going on, but he is a outstanding young man.
Oh yeah.
And very deserving of that. He is just
that's a good news.
I love it.
Yeah.
High school tology.
Bracketology.
B-R-A-C-K-E-T-O-L-Y.
Ology.
I have no idea.
Tology.
Bracketology.
Ology.
News. Search. Wait a minute. We got something happening now, boys. Something good's happening.
Dialing in. I like when we dialing in.
Nah, I can't find it. Gosh darn it. Balfour Camp's leading. The High Camp Boy is right there with her.
High Camp Boy. Yeah. Got several of them.
So next Wednesday, we're going to have a $50, $25 for second,
yep,
two 20s, and then some gift certificates we're giving away. And then we got the big prize.
The big prize.
And we're going to everybody, the 90 people that were in, are in this drawing,
yep,
for a summer meet sponsored by Cooper Farms,
yep,
giveaway.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. So that's next Wednesday. Tremendous. So make sure you tune in, because
the summer meat thing from Cooper's, is it a live turkey and it's kill your own?
It is a live chicken and turkey and a pig.
Chase them around.
Ooh, pig. Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah, I know. All right, so it's pig.
And they'll be in the studio live next week.
That will be.
Grease pig contest. Yeah.
What's our baseball schedule look like now? Now we play Saturday at Crestview, correct?
Yep. We're wide open next week.
Then Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday next week. Franklin Monroe at home on Monday.
They're good.
Yes. St. Henry non-league on Tuesday.
Are we allowed to do that game?
Yep. Delphus St. John at home. League game Thursday. That'll be a WPGW broadcast, and you can catch it on WPG Radio or go on your TuneIn app.
And they're on there.
They are on the TuneIn app, absolutely.
Okay.
And then Houston on Friday.
That'll be our drunk game.
Yep. Ooh, that's our Chunky Bob game.
Chunky Bob.
Mm-hmm. Chunky Bob game.
Bring extra money.
Yep.
But we don't need it. We'll make extra money.
We're going to make money.
Yeah.
Like we did last year.
Yep.
That's no women are going. That's guys only.
It is the guys run.
Yeah. No women are allowed to go to that game.
Sorry, Michelle.
No, they're allowed to go to the game. They just can't go to Chunky Bob's.
They can't go to the game.
Yeah, I have to go to the game.
No women are allowed to go to the Houston game.
Hey, RJ the DJ says, what about next week's Masters game?
Oh, next week, Friday's golf show.
Ooh.
Or Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Oh, okay. Next Wednesday, Kurt. I forgot about that.
Ooh, geez, yes.
Oh, man.
RJ.
RJ's on. He must have talked to Kirby or something.
He just knows that we usually do that.
Yeah. So. Kirby is on next Wednesday.
Kirby will be here.
That'd be big. That's our golf show.
Plus, we're giving away the prizes for this.
Oh, this is going to be a huge
show. Whoop. There we just completely blew out.
Okay, that scared me. That was unbelievable.
That was a bzzz.
Did you hear that, Spencey?
No, it's probably through that set of headphones.
I think we blew the Fort Worth radio up.
This mic's had it.
No, I do it too.
You buzzed too? You did.
Yeah, we can't talk loud. Neil's got us up too high or something. Too much.
We get
treble and what you call it?
Not enough bass.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all about that bass.
Hold up about that bass.
Oh, I got another text here. Boy, we got people talking. Jody Stogler.
Jody.
Did you give a shout out? Yes, absolutely. Yep, now I'm not on at all.
We got him.
Let I'm not on it all right now.
Because you blew it out. Well, we might have blew the whole thing out.
Test one, two, test one, two there. Test, what happened?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I sound dead. There.
Not very good.
Wait a minute. I'm hearing you guys. Fine.
There's a duck. There's a duck in here.
We're giving away ducks next week.
Well, that's part of the Cooper. Ducks, chickens, yeah, and hogs.
How about Marion Local?
Marion Local. State champs.
Pretty happy.
We had them beat.
It's unbelievable. We're better than they were.
Yep.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, we're better than the state champs.
That is a really cool game.
Yeah.
That was a great game.
And I was sitting there thinking, oh, this is just like back in 1999.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to hear that again. I didn't want to have that happen again.
Was the Worthington Christian game three overtimes?
Three overtimes.
I was thinking it was only two, but I...
Plus, Ross made the one. We got cheated.
He did. We got hosed. Dane Martin.
Dane? I'm not sure what you mean there with...
We had it won.
Oh, I thought that was Chuck Benn that shot that shot. That it was at the buzzer.
I thought it was Ross.
I did too.
Might have been. I thought it was Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't know what
probably wasn't Ross. He didn't make anything.
Well, he didn't make that. Well, he did make that one. Somebody made that one, but I thought it was late. I thought it was late.
You did?
Yeah. Steiny and I were sitting there side by side, and he shot it, and we both said, no good. And then it went in. As soon as he shot it, we said, no good. Both of us said that.
Yeah, it was no good, too.
Yeah, but nice. I mean, it was a bang, 18 bang,
years
bang,
later,
bang,
it's
man.
Good.
Yeah.
It's good today, boys. No doubt about it.
Absolutely. What else you got? Anything else?
Don't blame.
Want to get out early tonight?
Yep. Brownies? Not today. Mel Kiper throws the old, we're going for the... Allen and then four, we're getting Barkley.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what's going to happen. I love
it. It's going to be interesting.
Charles Barkley's going to be a Brown now?
Charles Barkley.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he does the announcing instead of playing.
I love Barkley.
Oh, he is so funny. He might be one of the dumbest people ever, but he is so entertaining.
He is
entertaining. Oh, my God.
So you a Loyola fan?
Yeah,
I am now.
Yeah. I am, dude. You got to reform.
Yeah. Although I got Michigan in the pool at the bowling. I think that pays like $300 if they win it.
If they win it?
Yeah, Michigan wins.
Well, so do you get... But you get money even if they don't win.
Oh, yeah, I'm in. I think I have $50 or $60 already.
Yeah.
You're happy. But 300 is...
300 is better than 50 or 60.
And I will not donate that to anybody.
Eventually you will, but not that...
To my daughter's wedding coming up in June.
Yep. There you go.
So we get our bonus check about that time? We both got weddings this year.
Yeah. Yep.
That's not so
good. I'm doubling what you got last year.
Ooh, that's what we like
you
to hear.
Are a prince.
Yes, I am.
I love it. We want to thank everybody for listening. Thanks, EJ Stevens, for
EJ
coming
Stevens.
Up.
EJ Stevens? Next week, Jerry? Oh, no, we can. Next week, we're loaded.
Yeah. Next weekend's the biggest show of the year.
Yep.
Golf. We got our golf giveaways, and we're giving away huge NCAA prizes. And
we're going to find out who is our guru in town.
Who is the best?
Right now, Val Fort Camp.
And
looking pretty good.
The High Camp and Erica.
Do we know what High Camp?
It just says MJ High Camp.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, I don't know. Could be Matt.
I don't know.
Could be Mark.
Mama.
Could be Marlene.
Could be Marlene High Camp.
Could be McNeil High Camp.
Could be
McNeil High Camp.
High Camp.
Yeah, okay.
We want to thank once again our awesome sponsor in Fort. What is it? Wayne Street Market.
In full get that burp out.
Wayne Street Market. I didn't think anybody could have a worse clothes than Jack did.
Yeah, we might have done it.
When we put that in the archives, I'm cutting that part out, and we're going to play it every week. It's awesome. That was classic.
It's tough to close it out.
It is. You don't want to shut her down.
It's sad.
Say goodbye.
Yeah, it is sad.
Huh?
Sad.
So sad. What's your best song that's got the word sad in it?
Mm-hmm.
How about Sad Eyes?
Sad Eyes. Little Robert John?
That's not Robert John.
Might be. I don't know. Let's see.
Well, we're going to play
Turn
it.
The Other Way.
I love the song.
Yeah. I think it's Robert John.
Yep, it is Robert
Here
John.
Here we go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
She's coming home today. Robert John, ladies and gentlemen.
Sad Eyes.
Yep.
See, this is great music.
This is the way we were.
No, that was by
Barbra Streisand.
The Way We Were. Yeah. Oh, that one gets me. I cry at that one.
Yeah, that's a crier.
Shattered picture. Johns. Sad. Now, my name is Robert Joseph.
Robert Joseph.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
Right now, Bill Stalker's crying. He loves Barbra Streisand.
Bill the Barber?
Yeah.
I like Barbara. Hello, darling.
My wife is, too.
I don't like Barbra Streisand, the person, but I like her singing.
Oh, quit. You and Bill, quit being so political. Oh, you don't like her because she's Democrat.
No.
Yeah, fact.
No, I just don't like her. She's egotistical.
Have you looked in the mirror there, Bob?
I didn't say I loved me.
Oh. Turn this up just a smidge. Here we go.
Can it be that it was all so simple then?
You are the only radio station in the United States playing Barbra Streisand right now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's not true. There's a lot of easy listening stations.
Easy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You keep playing this, nobody's I'm going to go home to for them. A little cuddling session.
No, cuddle. Nobody's listening to those easy open. Listening stations, yeah. But there's a lot of...
Crack, pop, crack.
It's you. It's yeah. Whenever we talk too loud. Yeah. Chuck's talk got this thing all screwed up. I'm going to blame on a Voar Racing Report.
Yeah.
You simply choose
to forget. Is it the laughter?
We will remember.
We will remember whenever we're together of the way we were. That's one of the most beautiful sign outs ever.
That was Birdie sign out.
I tell you, you don't get no better than that's Barbra.
Party.
You know, I'm a huge Frank fan. Everybody knows that. Yep. Frankie. The one song, Luck Be a Lady,
ooh, yeah,
has
a good one.
All the big horns.
Yep.
If you just listen to the music in that thing,
oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable how good it is.
I can't remember the guy that was the director, the band.
Doc Sager. Tommy Newsom.
Stevens. No.
Tommy Newsom.
He did a whole album, or maybe two or three,
and,
with this guy, and it was awesome.
Les Brown.
The band of Renown. How about, who else was it? How come we don't get on Facebook Live?
I don't know.
See, listen to the horns here.
I know.
You in on this?
I like it. I'm with you.
If you're out there listening, you haven't turned us off yet. Listen to the horns here. Ready? Here we go. Here we go. Good job. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck
be a lady tonight.
Hey.
Yes.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Anybody listen?
I don't know. They'll be listening in the archives. So
nobody listen to this.
No.
Barbra Streisand might.
Barbara's listening to it.
Yeah. But next Wednesday is our show of the year.
Yep.
Bigger than the Christmas show.
Big.
It's huge.
Big.
For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feeling. Wayne Street Market. God bless
Street
you.
Wayne Street Market, we love you.
Love it, B. We're out.
See you next week.
Big week.
I know the way you treated other guys you've been with. Doesn't leave.
listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.